Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we are in Genesis chapter 3, known in most Bibles as the Fall. Let's listen to Dr. Woodrow Kroll, our guest reader in the book of Genesis, as he reads the 24 verses of Genesis chapter 3.
Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the beasts of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God actually say you shall not eat of any tree in the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.'" But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit of the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed be you above all livestock and above all the beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." To the woman he said, "I will surely multiply your pain in childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be contrary to your husband, but he shall rule over you." And to Adam he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return." The man called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. And the Lord God made for Adam and for his wife garments of skins and clothed them. Then the Lord God said, "Behold, the man has become like one of us in knowing good and evil. Now, lest he reach out his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever." Therefore, the Lord God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he was taken. He drove out the man, and at the east of the Garden of Eden, he placed the cherubim and a flaming sword that turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life.
In 2007, I pretty well summarized Genesis chapter 3. Here was my journal entry. I wrote a very sad chapter. Satan is introduced with lies directly contradicting what God said. And I quote verse 1, "Indeed, has God said, 'You shall not eat from any tree of the garden?'" And then I wrote, "That's not what God said." And I quoted chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. And then I quoted verse 4, "You surely will not die." But verse 17 in chapter 2 says, "You will surely die." Back to the journal. "He lies and tempts. You will be like God," verse 5. "Still, the greatest temptation, not to obey God, but to be our own God." Eve does 5 things wrong. 1. She saw the tree was good for food. She looked at the temptation and desired. 2. It was delight to the eyes. Temptation delights physically. 3. She took and ate. She acted on her desire. 4. She gave. She shared or multiplied her sin. 5. She tried to cover it up. The loincloths. Result? Afraid. Verse 10. The result of sin is fear of God. We hide from Him out of guilt. We blame someone else for our action. There is a penalty for sin. For the serpent, the woman, the man, each one's different and devastating. God sheds blood because of sin. Quoting verse 21, "The Lord God made garments of skin. He removes them from the garden and puts a guard around the tree of life so man wouldn't eat from it again and remain in eternal separation from God. But God also provides the way of escape in 3:16, His plan to restore man from his sinful fall. What was the fall of man? Well, it's summarized in verse 4, isn't it? "But the serpent said to the woman, 'You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.'" That's the sin. We want to be like God. We don't want to listen to God. We don't want to obey God. We want to be like Him. That was the temptation that Eve could not resist. Many of us today cannot resist the same temptation. We don't want to obey God. We want to be our own gods. And then, what was the direct, immediate consequence of sin? Shame and fear. The first thing Adam and Eve did was sew loincloths together because they were ashamed by what they had done. Next, in verse 10, Adam said, "And he said, 'I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid.'" Sin breaches the relationship with God. It causes us to fear God. And of course, the consequences of sin are devastating. It was devastating to the serpent, it was devastating to Eve, and it was devastating to Adam. And the consequences remain today. But verse 16 gives us hope. God says, right after the fall of man, "I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head and you shall bruise his heel." Verse 16 promises that though Satan will bruise Jesus by putting him on a cross, Jesus will crush the head of Satan, defeat death, hell, and the grave by becoming victorious in his resurrection. Amazing that God had the plan all the way back in Genesis chapter 3. Father, as part of the seed of Adam's race, all we can say is we're sorry. We're sorry for the sin that separated us from you. But we can be so thankful that at the very beginning of the fall of man, you had a way of escape that we may be able to endure it, that we can find our way back to eternal favor with you. Thank you for a way of escape. Thank you for your love for us. Thank you for defeating Satan at the cross and on Resurrection Day. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.